Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday we look together at a little bit of the Bible and ask how we might be able to apply it to today. Please do tell your friends and family about these daily readings if you think they would find them helpful. At the moment we're working our way through Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, written to a group of people just like us 2,000 years ago and profoundly relevant still to us today. The Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 12 to 14. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. I don't know if you've seen the film Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet, but if you haven't, you really should. I was forced to watch it by my children, but I actually think it's a brilliant way into understanding the way that modern technology works. Ralph is a computer-generated character who can actually step inside the internet and see it manifested as a virtual city, with each person visiting represented as a digital avatar. Towards the end of the film, all of these avatars are transformed into the likeness of Ralph. And then they all join together to form one gigantic Ralph avatar made up of millions of mini Ralphs. I don't think the filmmakers were intending to provide a perfect metaphor for the church, especially as this only happens in the film because of a computer virus, but I think it's a rather splendid one. Paul's favourite way of describing the family of God is by using the metaphor of a human body, and while he couldn't possibly have foreseen Wreck-It Ralph 2, he is essentially describing the same thing that happens at the end of that film. As we are transformed into the likeness of Jesus, we join together with millions of other members of the Christian family, all of whom who have gone through the same transformation and become part of one enormous body. So to return to the film for a second, when the computer glitch changes people into Ralph's image, it is indiscriminate. It doesn't matter if the original avatar was black or white, rich or poor, male or female, young or old. They all become like Ralph. And they all play an equal part in the final gigantic body. So it is with the church. Jesus welcomes us all equally, no matter who we are or what our background might be. We all get to go on that journey of transformation together, and we all end up as part of something bigger and more amazing than we can comprehend. The enormous, sprawling body of Christ is able to do so much that as individuals we couldn't hope to accomplish. Individual Christians can't end homelessness in a community, but a church can make a real impact on that problem. One Christian is unlikely to lead millions of people to Jesus, but working together, the church around the world achieves exactly that every single year. Yet one does not exist without the other. The church is nothing without its unique and handmade individual members, and the members were never meant to relate to God on a purely individual basis. We are many parts, but together we form one body, one designed by God to help him to remake and transform the world and ultimately to be united with him. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. God, I thank you that the church is your very good idea. I thank you for the friendship, fellowship, and support that it provides to me, and I pray that you would help me too to play my part in it. Help me to love your church, warts and all, and to connect with you through it. Amen. There's now a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's challenge. There's so much going on in every church, and yours is no exception. So today, find a notice sheet or a website update of news from your church and spend some time praying through it. Notice the diverse ways in which the church is working together to bring God's kingdom in your community and see if there is even a new way for you to get involved in that work. That's it for today. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. We would love your feedback. But we'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.